Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Nedarim, Daf Samach, Beis, Amar Aleph. In the middle of the Amid, we're holding in the Uvda de Rab Tarfin. Again, the Sipur Advarim was that Rab Tarfin Lamaisa was eating from Mekutsois Shehukpalu, where Avadiv is a heter, because since it was already Roiv, so it's already Potim and Amaisris, because the Bailam is Biderach Klal Mafkir. Other Acharnim say that in this case, it was already Kol HaMekutsois, not even Roiv, so it was Mamish Borer that it was Avadiv Mutter. But the owner of the field found Reb Tarfin. But the story is that he thought that this wasn't Stam, someone that took from Reb HaMekutsois. There was a Ganav taking it from the entire year, and he thought he finally found the Ganav. Now the Marsha says that we're talking about that it was a Yehudi. And he bavarns, what, this Yehudi is choshed, that he wanted a mamish kill Reb Tarfin? So the Marsha learns that he didn't want to actually kill him. It was only threatening him when he was carrying him in the bag to drown him in the water. He was only threatening him, and he was hoping that eventually he would be moida. He was ma'ayim on him, and he would hopefully be moida, and maybe eventually pay. There is another mahalach in the Achroinim, the Ben Yehoyada, the Iyun Yaakov, that he thought that it's an inyan of Baba Machteres, and after the inyan of Baba Machteres, he has a heter to kill him. That's at least what the Yid thought. But it's before the Gemara has a knetch of a shakla v'tariya. If you're telling me that he thought he was the Ganav, so then why? And he was going to take him into contest for the entire year. Then suddenly the Gemara says, so why was Reb Tarfin Mitzayer Nafshe? And the Gemara says, it's Bazunda by Reb Tarfin because he was an Usher Godol. So there's a few different Pshatim. What was this Knech? The way the Ran learns, because if it was only taking it just from those Mekutsois, and he was only suspecting him of stealing right then, so then any Yid, even not an Usher Godol, could be Mephiasim for those few Tainim that he took. Maybe he didn't even have a chance to eat them. He could just return them or pay the minimal amount. What's more, maybe you could even talk reason with him and try to explain to him that you have a right because there's taka din, a heter of Reiv HaMekutsois. But now that you see that this person is choshenim for Ganeva for the entire year, so like how are you going to try to be mafayis him? And a regular person wouldn't be able to. To which the Gemara says, Reb Tarfin Asher Godol, and he'd be able to be mafayis him on the entire, what he was choshed of the entire year's produce. In the Ein Yaakov, the Pirush Harif, and the Ein Yaakov adds that maybe this Yid, the chaytef was going to be upset that he's worried that Reb Tarfin is vayta going to steal, and he says he was such an usher gadol he'd be able to be mafayis him even on in the future cheshboinus of maybe what he would have potentially stolen. There's another pshat in the Nidre's reason. He makes that the shaklavatariya, what would have been between Reb Tarfin and the yid over here, is the nakuda where the holchim b'maman achar haroiv. There's another pshat. It's interesting. The Chasam Sofer says that this Amma Oretz, the reason why he thought maybe to kill Reb Tarfin is because if Reb Tarfin is the ganav, not just of the produce right now, but of the entire year, so it comes out he ate tevel, and tevel is chayv misa b'dei shemayim, and the Amma Oretz mistakenly thought that maybe he should execute the misa b'dei shemayim factor. Interesting. Mechudesh de kapshat. The Gemara continues. After saying, so Reb Tarfin was Asher Gadol, and he should have been Mephaisei B'damim, we said the various pshatim, what that was going on. The Gemara now continues and says, Tanya, la'ahavu es Hashem alekecha l'shmoye b'koyloi, Uledovka boy, the pasuk continues. Ki huchayecha vayirchemecha l'sheves al ha'adama asher nishba Hashem la'avisecha la'avrom liyitzchak uliyakev losseis lehem. The Gemara darshins shelo yomer adam ekras sheyikruuni chacham eshna sheyikruuni rebbe ashanein sheay yizokin ve'esha biyeshiva. No, that's not how why a person should learn. Ela lamad me ava v'soif hakoved lavoi shenemar kashrim aletz beisecha kosvim aluach libecha. The Gemara continues, and it's an akuda of Lima Torah Lishma. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik Omer, Asei Dvarim L'Shem Poyalam, V'daber Bohem Lishma. So Asei Dvarim L'Shem Poyalam, says the Rosh, is L'Shem Hashem, L'Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shepol HaKol L'Maneu, the Ran, L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shepol L'Mitzava Aleim. So it means to do things L'Shem Shemai. Aber V'daber Bohem Lishma. So whereas some would have said that means Lishma means L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lishma, the Rosh goes and says an interesting pshat. What does it mean, the second half of the memra of Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, V'daber Bohem Lishma, Kol Diburcha U'Masa'och B'Divrei Toiri Yeh, L'Shem HaToira, Kigoyin Leida U'Lahovin U'Lahoysef Lekech U'Pilpul V'Loi L'Kanter U'Lahisgo'ois. So there's a famous Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Dalid Paragimel. He brings this Rosh to be Mechiach Big Yisoid. The beginning of Shar Dalid in Nefesh HaChaim Ki Yedua, he's coming, and the entire Shar Dalid is about the Inyan of Torah Lishma, but in the beginning of Shar Dalid, he's coming to explain Le'afuke, various Mahalchim that felt that the Yisoid of Lishma is L'Shem Havaya. It means Dveikus. It means that the matara of limud haTorah, the matara of limud haTorah is the dveikus, and Reb Chaim Volozhin comes connected that it's l'shem the Torah alain, and he differs medayik in this rush. I say dvarim l'shem poyalam, the ratio is taka l'shem shamayim. But the hemshich is v'dabra b'hem l'shmom l'shem haTorah atzma, as we're quoting from the rush, l'hoisef lekach v'filpul, the Torah alain is machshavoisef, the diburei v'mahusay shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the l'shema. Lishma is l'shem b'Torah. It's not the scope now of what exactly is the oimek of the mahalach of the Nefesh HaChaim, as opposed to the various other mahalachim in Torah Lishma. But it's important to know that the nekuda, the yisoid, hamavusis of the mahalach of Reb Chaim Volozhin is in quoting in mamash in the beginning in Perek Gimel, the of Shar Dalet, the quote of this rush. Now in limud haTorah Lishma there are various madregas, and we know that sometimes there's Ashiyikuruni Rebbe, and then there's even worse, as the Rush quotes over here, Lakanter, and to go even Keneged, and sometimes we say Mitarek Shalai Lishma Balishma, sometimes there's a Shalai Lishma that's even Lehedia, a negative oifen of Shalai Lishma. The Marsha speaks out of here, interesting, the Kuda, that there are four levels betzim in a Matar, why a person's learning, and he says that there's a remez for it is from the word Agadel. Agadel, the letters Aleph, Gimel, Dalid, and Lamid. Those are the four oisiyas that all have, and if you spell them out, the miluyah, they all have a lamed in it. Aleph is spelled Aleph Lamed Pei. Gimel is spelled Gimel Yud Mem Lamed. Dalet is spelled Dalet Lamed Tov. And Lamed, of course, has Lamed Mem Dalet. So these are the four oisiyas that have Lamed. Lamed is Limud. And the Marsha says it's a remez for the four eifanim of why a person learns. Aleph is a person learns Kadesh Shiyikari Rav Va'aluf. Amanash Yikraini Rebbe. The Gemara brings this darga. Gimel is Kadeshi Kabal Schar Gimel, when a person learns Amanas L'Kabal Schar. Dalit is when a person learns Kazdel Farnas Atzmoy. And then there's Lamid, when a person does Limud Torah L'Shmo. That's another Darga in the Gedr of Limud. Now the Gemara continues. The memory of Blazer Betzodik, but the second half of the memory of Emes is really a quote of the Mishnah in Ovis Perak Dalit Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah says, Al Tasim Ator L'His Gadol Behem. Now this Mishnah, the MS is, it's the Mishnah in Ovis Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, Rav Tzadik Oimer, Al Tasim HaTorah Liz Gadol Behem, V'Lekardim Lachbar Behem. The Mishnah continues, the Gemara doesn't quote this part, V'Kacha Yehilu Oimer, U'Dishtamish B'Tago Cholaf. And this has to do with also the Nakuda of Rav Tarfon, that he was trying to be Nena from Divrei Torah. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos over there in Ovis, he says a fascinating thing. He says there are those that besichlusam, they think that you're supposed to be machzik chachamim, whether it's yechidim or kehilois, shiroi shiyazulhem, shatayrosam umnosam, says the Rambam, very sharp for lashonis, zehakol tois. There's no platform for this inyan of supporting loimdim, whether it's yechidim or entire kehilas. And he continues, we never see in Chazal that they would ask people for money in order to be able to learn Torah. And then he continues bringing a few digmois. Hillel HaZaken was a choytiv eitzim. Reb Chananya ben Doisa said he was dailoi bekav charuvin. Obviously he wasn't taking money. Karna was a dayan in Eretz Yisrael. He was a doilamayim. The kids said they were choytiv eitzim and shoyev eimayim. And Reb Chananya ben Doisa was an onimorid. And he brings other rayas also to this idea. Now this Rambam, of course, is going l'shitosoi. The Rambam, that was the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah, it's over there in Ovis. But you have also the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, an often quoted Rambam. The Rambam writes, "Kol hamesim alibay sheyasek v'toyrav, v'lo yasim alocha v'yisparnes ben atzdoka harezachil es Hashem uvaze es atoyrav v'kovim oiradas v'goram rola atzmei v'notol chayav min oylem abal v'fisha also lehanes b'divrei toyrav oylem hazeh." Amru chachamim kol anenim b'divrei toyrav notol chayav min oylem v'itziv of amru. When he quotes now the Mishnah, lo yisasim atoral es gadol bem v'lo yikordim lachbar bem. Lachbar Bem over here, it says Lador, the Netziv has a chilik white, says Chafiru or Idor. V'oi tziv v'omru ehavis ha-malachus nasar rabonis v'chol teresh enim ha-malachus seif v'teilev v'seif odom zesh yim last day es ha-briyos. The Rambam continues in Halacha Yir Aleph, the Mishum Misparnes Ma'ase Yodov. Umidas Chasidim Arishayim Ayu. V'zeh Zoich Halachol Kavod V'Toyv Shabay L'Mazeh V'Olam Abba. Shneimer Yigia Kapech V'Zoich Halashrecha V'Toyv Loch. Avada on this Rambam though is the Kesef Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, the Baal Shulchan Aruch. He writes that Avada it's Yemin Haroi, and he comes and explains and goes against all the Nekudas that the Rambam brings over here, and Azayis Gepaskan Toichet in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh Simin Reish Men Vav, and there's a big Arichas on this Indian about when and which Oifin you are supposed to be Mekabel from Hachzokas HaTorah. The Gemara continues. Omar Rav Ashari that initially Eduye Nafshi Ba'asra Deleyadi Leidichsiv Ba'avduch Yorei Es Hashem in Uruf. So you're not supposed to. You are allowed to be Maidi Nafshe. So the Gemara says, Alakashu the Reb Tarfin, the Asher God will have Havalei Lefaisi B'Domim, and we already spoke out that in a Knech, what it meant Lefaisi B'Domim, on the Geneva of the entire crap that the person was Choshed that he had been stealing.